The partner at the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, a legal genius. Mitch, how are you, sir?
Now you're defaming me, Andy.
It's my constitutional right. I'm going to have you defend me against myself. Now, Mitch, I actually make this my video monologue today because I want to give you more airtime on my website. And for people wondering, Andy Dean, do you charge? The answer is no until I have enough fans where I'm able to. You just go to AmericaNowRadio.com. That's AmericaNowRadio.com. Also, Mitch, I was just handed a piece of breaking news I want to share with you. It has nothing to do with the law. We'll get into the law in a second. Christine Amanpour, if my source is correct, I just got handed this, has been fired from ABC. I've always thought that she was a disaster. I found her pieces to be very anti-Israel. She's not that bright. I've never liked her. This is good news. Your reaction?
The question is, Andy, do you think she's hot?
Oh, God. I'd rather throw myself off a tall building and hit pavement. Let's put it that way. Why, you like her?
I think I liked her more when she was a young in the field reporter. I don't like her in
the field. All right, look, you know, Mitch, all I have to say is Lens Crafters is going to be our new sponsor. We'll get your eyes checked. That's just, please, don't even continue with that train of thought. That was a disaster. She's awful, Christine Amanpour. All right, now, Mitch, let's stick to what we know, the law. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that does work for me.
All right, good. So we got four stories in the docket today. We've got Jerry Sandusky. We've got this hazing death at FAMU, which is fascinating. And then we've got the U.S. Safety Board urging a cell phone ban for all drivers. Is that constitutional? And then a state allowing witness testimony for a witness who doesn't exist. Very interesting. We're going to get into that in the second Mitch segment today, because, Mitch, I'm going to do two segments with you today, because that's how much ground we have to cover. I mean, that's just what's going on today. Now, let's first get to Sandusky, Mitch. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so Jerry Sandusky, of course, a child rapist slash molester slash human scum, a 67-year-old guy, Penn State. We all know him by now. And essentially, he was supposed to show up in court today because Pennsylvania is one of only two states where the grand jury just can't send you straight to trial. They do what's one of these little mini trials where they have to meet a low bar of expectation where the accusers come forward. And in Pennsylvania, according to Pennsylvania law, they have to have this little mini ceremony before they can go to trial. Now, it's interesting, after Jerry Sandusky's attorney, Joseph Amendola, who, by the way, got a 16-year-old pregnant when he was in his late 40s, so the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I mean, this attorney's bottom of the barrel, okay? This attorney, after dragging the families of these victims through all of this nonsense, saying, yeah, we want to do this mini trial, essentially today they decided to change strategy. And they made a, quote, tactical decision, and they pulled the plug on it, and Sandusky waived the hearing. Now they're going to go straight to trial. I need your reaction to this.
Well, it's not all that uncommon. The only thing that makes it surprising is that he'd been blustering about confronting these accusers during this probable cause hearing or preliminary hearing for the last week or so. Otherwise, in a case like this, especially where you've got a grand jury already saying that they think that there's probable cause, it's not uncommon for somebody to waive the preliminary hearing.
Okay. Now, Mitch, also what I got out of examining this today is something, a detail out of this whole case which nobody's mentioned before, and I wanted to share it with you to see if you've heard this. Did you know that Jerry Sandusky, for the past couple years, this is after the sexual allegations, after the grand jury investigation, and after the 2008 incident where the high school teacher formally pressed charges on behalf of one of his students that started the whole, windfall against this guy. Okay, Jerry Sandusky this year was teaching volunteer football at Juanita College in Pennsylvania. He inserted himself into the football program as a volunteer, even though he failed a background check. And essentially what they're saying at this Juanita College, it's a Division III school, that the reason why he was allowed to be a volunteer is essentially there was a lack of communication between coaches and administrators. The administrators knew that he failed a background check. This is very interesting. There could be another lawsuit coming from this other college. Did you know about that detail?
I didn't know about that, and you're absolutely right, Andy, based on what you're saying. If he caused any harm to any child at that college, then the college might be liable for negligent supervision or other kinds of negligence claims because they were on notice that he was a risk of harm to the students.
Okay, and Mitch, one last question on Sandusky before we go to this FAMU hazing, beating, death, etc. Okay, basically the whole prosecution